You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm Hilary Scott, your astrologer, and I'm here to bring you the planetary plans for the week ahead. Be sure to check back each week to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So we are in a whirlwind week of energy. We're still really coming off of and feeling the vibes of the new moon in Leo, which was a very potent and well-aspected, heavily aspected new moon with Mars conjoined it. So there's a lot of energy there for us to become who we want to be in the world and to follow our hearts and to get in touch with what brings us our joy. And it's kind of, Leo is a very naturally self-centered energy. It's ruled by the sun. So it's just a natural kind of shiny, encouraging, very out there sort of happy to be itself energy. And so if we can kind of tap into this, then we can figure out what it is that we want to be and who we want to be. So make sure that for Monday and Tuesday, you do spend some time thinking about, like, really clarifying, what do you want to do with your life? Who do you want to be? What kind of activities should you be participating in to bring more joy? Be very kind of thoughtful about what you would like to initiate. I mean, we really are, a lot of the times, all it takes is for us to be specific and life will open up in wonderful ways. And then there's times when things are really not clear and you kind of just have to get in touch with the essence of the things that you want and send that out to the universe and trust that whatever's coming down the pipe is exactly what you want. It's tricky sometimes because sometimes change can feel out of control or like we don't have any, like it's not our choice that the change is happening. But generally, if change is happening around you, you're participating whether it seems like you are or not. So you might as well just go with the flow. The big news this week, actually, there's lots of big shifts happening, but one that we'll definitely feel is Mercury moving into Virgo. And Mercury is a very mental energy, a very, it's our communications and transportation. And it's like a butterfly kind of energy, always sampling and moving along and very curious and quick and clever. And in Virgo, it's the ruler of Virgo. So it's very comfortable in Virgo, which is a very, I think, welcome energy shift for our minds to shift from being emotional, family-oriented, very sensitive, and even kind of clingy. We might be hanging on to things we shouldn't hang on to Virgo, which is very, let's get things done, practical. You know exactly what to do, when to do it. You have your lists of everything that needs to do, everything you need to do, and you go out there and you do it. So the Virgo energy can help you kind of purify your world and clarify your world and get things organized. So Mercury going there will be, I think you'll feel it. Like, you'll feel it with your thoughts. Your mind will become very stable and very capable of understanding what steps to take to get to where you're going. So that, I think, it's a really lovely energy that's helpful to us, especially when things can be so, there's so much change going on and we can all feel it for sure. So on the Wednesday, the 26th, this is a big fusion of the sun and Mars. So if you, like, it's just a powerful, fiery energy. It can make you feel really selfish and self-centered, but it can also give you just the oomph that you need to put yourself out there in the world, to take a step in a new direction, to kind of be self-serving when you might need to be self-serving and choose what's best for you. So if you can on Wednesday, like, be careful, keep grounded, because Mars and the sun together is very fiery energy. Whenever a planet joins with the sun, it's always the sun that trumps it because it's so powerful. But with Mars, it's almost like they both fire each other up because it's fiery energy. So if you have something that you need a lot of juice to accomplish, Wednesday, you're definitely going to be feeling it. And let's see, we also have, some weeks are busier than others, but usually there's always something going along, pushing us along in our evolution that is pretty obvious. We are all starting to feel the effects of the eclipse coming. So we're going into the eclipse portal coming up in August 7th. Let me just see here. Yes, August 7th is when the lunar eclipse in Aquarius is. So we can all kind of feel eclipses are the portals of change. So once the door opens, stuff starts to get initiated, things change, whether we have, you know, oftentimes it feels like very fated events that we have no control over. But it's kind of there to make sure we keep evolving and make sure we keep rolling along in what we've come to accomplish. So if you're not taking the reins of change and making change, then someone else will come along and help you change. So it's always best to be the initiator, like in the sense that it's a lot easier if you lean into it and you make the choices you need to make. So that is something that we'll all be feeling coming up very soon. So with this Virgo energy and the Leo, try and see if you can be sure to focus as much as you can and have fun as much as you can and get things in order. Like, and I'm sure you won't even have to try. It'll be a natural sense because of Mercury moving into Virgo to get things in order. And you need to get things in order because when the eclipses come, change comes, and you want to make sure that you're prepared for whatever's coming to you. So generally with the Leo energy, you know, it's an expansive, lovely, heart-centered, romantic, lovely, loving energy. So even though it can be tricky to understand where everything is going to end or where we're coming to, it's still best to do your best to focus on what you want and how you want it to all play out. And it, like, sometimes you actually don't even know how you want it to all play out because you've got like divergent needs that are trying to be expressed, which is called a square in astrology, and or an opposition. And those energies are tricky to navigate. So in that case, just kind of breathing into your center, trusting that everything is turning out the way it's meant to, is sometimes all you can do until the clarity rises up. And it won't rise up until it's absolutely meant to, and you're supposed to know which direction to go. So keep that in mind. Don't hold yourself to too high of standards, but again, have some fun because you want to like program in fun stuff and joyful events. Even when things aren't joyful and tricky, try to find ways, you know, watch a funny movie, like intend on having a good time. And you might have to fake it, but if you're just intending that you're bringing joy into your life, that's what you can attract to yourself. So that is it for this week. It is a busy week. I hope that all is going well for you and that you are accomplishing what you want to accomplish and staying in your center and coming from your heart. And if you have any questions, please do contact me at www.hillaryscott.com or the Everyday Astrology Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Have a most blessed week.